First 2 days after the birth, we assume that she needs whatever her needs are for Shabbos. She needs them, even though it's involved with Shabbos, to mutter, even if she feels that she doesn't need it. Mishlosh Shabbat Shiva, from the first, after 3 days of birth have passed until 7 days. Omer and Tzricha, so she says she doesn't need. And Mechala, if she says she needs, then we are Mechala. Mechan Be'elech, if you don't Tzricha, ni and Mechala and Allah. From day, after day seven, we consider her that she's not a Kaddish Yesh Mesekona. Even if she says I need, we don't, not Mechala for her. But we deal with her like a chayla shem b'sakana, that you're allowed to tell a goy to do. You have to do malacha ayirei shinui, but we're not going to be matir real bona fide malacha derais. Okay. So the halacha says over here, we just did siftalad, that for the first 3 days. So after the birth, the woman is considered a chela sheish b'sakana, and mechala automatically whether she says she needs or not. Even if she says she doesn't need, we're still mechala. From day three to day seven, we see we ask her how she's doing. If she says she doesn't need, we're not mechala. From day seven onwards to day 30, we consider like a chela sheish b'sakana that chilul is not mutter unless there's a specific known issue. We do not give her the status of a chala. Sheish b'sakana, so he can't be mechala Shabbos and a deraisa. Zot mishabura sif katan yud. Shashi yamim. V'lo chashina me'es la'es, k'ma shakasa b'simen tafri shid zayin, l'gabi yamim kippurim. The 3 days, the first way the mishabura approaches over here, that you do not calculate it based on 72 hours. But it's the day of the birth, the day after that, and the day after that. Okay, nim halid biyam revi, kadam in hashmashas. So if on Wednesday before sunset, she gave birth, right before sunset, she gave birth to a child. So day revi counts as one, day chamishi counts as two, and yam shishi counts as three. Shuv asalachal Shabbos. So the first 3 days you're mechala automatically. From day three, after that till day seven, we say it depends what she says. Can't cause the mugging of room.
So for her needs, like if she says I'm cold, so then you can raise the heat, raise the thermostat.
Right. Or we assume a person would need.
We assume what?
That we would assume a person would need. Now, that is how the mugging of room understands it. So it's not calculated based on 24-hour periods. So let's say she gave birth on Wednesday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. So if you go 72-hour periods, so from Thursday at 4 o'clock is 24 hours. Friday at 4 o'clock is 48 hours. And Shabbos at 4 o'clock is 72 hours. You're mechal Shabbos till that time of the day. The way you're calculating right now, so Yom Revi is day 1, Yom Chamish is day 2, Yom Shishi is day 3. Now, but the ayin the same tofer should sign mishem gamma mikro ma oid shom a kosov the melosh and rush perfect maruba mash which is server be came to pshitas the kabbalah the gemara who may isla eitz the gross says no it's a 72-hour period that's what the rush indicates lo rak lo trus say dibre behag kosi chen mucha dibre gro behedya which was a rush klal chavav sim and gimel she server came to pshitas ayin shom chemash with dibre ritua perak of eliezer the mila that it's may isla eitz. So the Rosh is saying this pshat, not just the answer Akasha, but he holds that as the pshat, and it's also reasonable like that. Ayin bel Yerabba, because of the Medivri Yisra, Hedra, Gamkin, Mashtam, David, and Shlesh, Yomim, Shlemim, 3 complete days of time, Tanam Esa Es, which is 72 hours.
So my focus is like, how to learn up the Sukkah?
Right. And the Morris is, Kol Shlesh, Yomim, doesn't mean that amount of time, whether it means halachic day, regular halachic days. Excuse me. Okay.
You would think that it would be a set said Zman, there would be, for that derechal, a woman's body is in such a state for this period of time, and that's why.
Okay, I mean, that's the gross. I mean, I'm not sure that that's the only reason why the gross says it, but it definitely would be true according to the gross understanding. So it comes out of local Maisa, 72 hours. The first 72 hours, we consider her as mekanes, whether she says she needs or not. We're mechal, so she has to eat on Yom Kippur, and Yom Mechal Shabbos for her needs.
Rabbi said before that. Rabbi said something about her, a woman's general needs. So therefore, so in a case where she's cold, so then.
If you can get blankets, use blankets. If you can't get blankets, or she's, apparently that's not sufficient. So.
Or a hot drink, then.
Right.
And then for food.
No.
Do you warm up the food?
I don't think so.
Not necessary.
I don't think so. Some of the you know the action, the you know direct needs of the person that they have. We give them about Zion. Slaves, and then we extend it now four more periods of Slaves, which will be 96 hours, excuse me, the next 96 hours. So 72 hours, you're Mechal automatically. The next 96 hours, also Slaves, so days 4, 5, 6, and 7. Kesham Asirchan, you're Mechal. Now, linyan halachah ma'isa, linyan near the linyan, we keep her mivad yesh the side of the halacha. We should be makel and say that she does not fast. Some of the fashos, so you're dealing with a potential danger for the person's life. Feel linyan Shabbos gamkein, in lo nizdam aloy oz over gilulim, lasses al yodur shor al yirisu. So, if you can get a goy, get a goy. If there's no goy available, so that, you can be samer that the Jew can be mechal. Now, the first 3 days is Kishosh Emma Harisharim. Now, when do you start? When does the clock start ticking? So Harisharim Migimar Leida Vine Beralach. So he quotes in the Chumash, it starts after the birthing process has been completed. As you start counting you start counting it. So.
What is Gemar Leida? That the Tinuk is.
So now the Biraloch over here says that we saw before that there's a point in time where the woman gets the status of Yoledes. There got to be different halachas. So maybe that should be the time when it starts. So he says that that's not the pshat. Fine. He says, but the Rambam is mashat means after the birth. That means once the baby's out, the baby comes out. According to this, we'll check, you know, what time it is, and you count 72 hours from that point in time. The first 3 days.
That's actually. At first I thought it was Mekil, but really it's Machmir. Because if you go by once the baby's out, so really you're giving her more time than if you go from the beginning of the labor.
Correct. It's cool. You're allowing her to do a lot more to be done much longer. So now, Philomena is three. So what exactly are we doing for her? She says she doesn't need. Why are we doing it? Something which the women in general say, the chayav we're referring to, a person just gave birth to a chayav, that they say that this is a general need that chayas have to take care of. And there's no expert here to see if that's really true, that she needs it or not. She says she doesn't need it. The women say, what do you mean? Everybody gets a bandage. She says, yeah, well, they get the bandage, they have to cut the thing, and I don't really need it. It's malach of the rice, of machate. Everybody else gets a bandage, you get a bandage. Okay. Whatever they, you know, whatever it is. So then the lacha is your mechal of the Shabbos. The human they call hayol the sri chulukach. We just said the women in general need this. Ava bish ein on the yodin alzoi. We're not sure if she needs it or not. After the yichal lahamdan out there, maybe she can handle. Wait till night time. Mechal mitzvayka ben shemim lo. We don't listen to her. And we say to yourself, you're mechal on the Shabbos and you're machal on the kuf. Ben shemim lo dimachushas hadas. Maybe the reason why she says she doesn't need it because she herself is not 100% feeling well, and she really, you know, her mind's not functioning properly. She's thinking she's okay, and really she's not. She's not really knowing what to eating. She doesn't feel the pain right now. There's a possibility that it's there. She doesn't really feel it. She eat regular food. She said, I don't need you to cook me fresh food. Patient, the kimisukenas, on a kosher on the yoledus. We deal with her as a yoledus, the kimisukenas. Now you show every rabbi, he's parking. Remember, second, see, the process of giving birth moves, they worm, differently worm the body apart, they have to come back together again. So, Alshanimar Gesh is the shaita, the nature of the way it works is it doesn't, the impact of the pain in the body. It's not immediate. Therefore, so the Rashi said that's the pshat. So she says doesn't need. She might even not be aware of the impact on her body until later, but then it's too late. When Techo Tzernin should eat something cold, Bashad the worm Shenam Hamasukanis Oichaloisom. People who are not in danger eat them. People who are in danger don't, because they will impact the body. The potential for sakana is great. You don't have items which would be give her more strength and healthy food to give her. So, to give her the type of food which would be necessary for her recovery.
If we don't have Dvar Mamachzikim Machim Abrim, so then we can be Mechal Shabbos to get those.
Correct. If that's what they, normally they do when there's no doctor around. Kamakim is a Mishmura, Hecha, the Ika, Chachama, a Refe, there's a midwife or a doctor. Vayrim Gam, Kechen, Sikha, they agree with her that she doesn't really need it. Shemel Lehem, we listen to them, Shehar Bechayah, Shein Oysim Lehem Chamim Bechol, yeah. I think over here, Chaim is referring to, I'm not sure if it's referring to hot food or hot water. There are many of them, they don't necessarily bathe them every day. Because among the rum, the actual, now it goes to Yoldish, Erklus, Kamen, Shal Esma, Beshavis. Tell the Shadim, we can walk near the Kilvicha. We don't heat up new hot food on Shabbos, referring to eating hot food. We take the hot food from before Shabbos, and she maintains that in a way that's warm, and she eats that on Shabbos.
So the first chamin, Rebbe's saying he's unsure whether it's liquids or solid food.
The first chamin.
The second chamin is for sure food. Right.
I'm not sure. What?
Haman Shel Etmol Shabbos is talking about hot food that's cooked on Friday.
Right.
So they keep it, they just maintain the heat.
Right. Suppose they're making a fresh hot food on Shabbos, so you keep the hot food from before Shabbos warm, like we do with the Shia and Chazor, etc., and then you give her that thing. Come welcome near, come feel healthy. Look at the person needs more, you do more. Mishoshat Shiva, Armor Tsuchami. Yishena Becheskis, Msukanis, Loisin at the worm. Shvilavin, Chavasavo system. It's not considered in a situation, a definite danger of Sakana. It's not considered Becheskis Sakana. In regards to those things that normally you're worried about. So, Yamachalashav. But Shechelaham Shishki, wait. Normally these problems will last after Shabbos. Fechel Samechen all the help. Yishem Eris. Samechen all the help. And it's Richel. So we say she knows what she's talking about. When she says she doesn't need it, we believe her. She says, I suppose I don't need. If the person is not giving any opinion, she's not sure. Even up to day 7, I want to have shops. But if she says she doesn't need, or she didn't say, if she says she needs your Mechal Shabbos. She said, if she says you don't need, you're not Mechal Shabbos. Which I'm inferring means if she didn't say anything, you're Mechal Shabbos. Could have said, if she says, I need your Mechala Shabbos, which I then would imply, if she doesn't say anything, you're not Mechala Shabbos. That's not how it said it. It said, if she says she doesn't need, then you're not Mechala Shabbos, which it sounds like if you don't say that, you are Mechala Shabbos, even though she didn't say yes, she's, it was part of Mechala Shabbos. Okay.
So if she says, from 3 to 7, if she says, I don't need, so then we listen to her.
Right.
But if she doesn't say anything, we can't be Mechal Shabbos for her.
No, if we're saying that if she doesn't say anything, you are Mechal Shabbos. You're saying if she says, I don't need, then you're not Mechal Shabbos. And that's the Lashon, that's the Lashon how it's presented.
So if she says, I need, or if she doesn't say anything, we're Mechal Shabbos for her from 3 to 7.
Right.
And if she says, that I don't need,
then we accept that.
Versus the
first three, we're always going to say to her, we're going to be with Shabbos, even if she says, I don't need. Correct. But, in case the doctor is there, or the midwife is there and says that she needs, she's the Michal. Obviously, they'll override the needs of the patient. If he said, she says, I don't need, and there's other women there who says that she does need. He said, if there's a midwife there, the Mialetis there, or there's a Reife there, they override. So she says that she doesn't need, the Reife says she needs, she needs. She says she doesn't need, she's not getting it. So what about not her, not the doctor, but the whole, all the ladies around her saying she needs. She says she doesn't need, we listen to her. Vimayimer Reife. We listen to her against many doctors if she says she needs. The labor day of snapshot. The heart knows the bitterness of its own heart. The heart knows what it needs more than any doctor. At the end of the day, the best advocate for a patient, the best understanding of the patient, it belongs in the hands of the patient. Because what else can get inside the patient's mind? How much pain do you have? Well, scale of 1 to 10, I have a 5. You know, one person's 5 and somebody else is 1 and somebody else is 10. You know.
In other words, only the patient knows his real level of pain?
commercial purpose in Tavre Shulchas. The Kanve Elech is going on probably after day 30. It's going on from day 7 on. Okay. As long as you know she doesn't have any specific other illness. She's not claiming she has another illness. It's a kind of to allow us to heat water. All the needs of the yoledes. She'll wait. So we deal with it like a chalid in Ainva Sakana. Shemar is every gulim voice Allah, you can tell the guy to do it. Kachela, Shemar is fine. Hey, the Shemar is a mashbar of mesa. Woman is on the birthing stool, which means she's in the process of giving birth, and the woman expires, she dies. So, we're allowed to Mechal Shabbos to try and save the child. So, Mavi and Sak and Shabbos, you bring a knife from somewhere to do the surgery, Philadelphia Sarabim, recur and bitna, woman see an oblad. You cut open the cesarean section, you take out the child, because maybe the child will still be alive. We don't do this. You can't cut the mothers. You know, sure the mother is dead. Otherwise, you're killing somebody. A woman is in her last throes of life, and you cut her, the shachta body will kill her. So, once a woman's in that state, you can't touch her. So you have to wait until. It's, the mother's definitely expired. Right. Well, by the time that's true, the chances of the child living are too long. So, Mela, you can't do it.
So he's saying we don't do it nowadays?
He's saying, yeah.
But aren't there simonim to determine when there's one person is a mesa? One person's mace? Simonim to determine
whether
the person is a mace. So do the simonim.
Yeah, the simonim, we wait, because maybe there's always a chashash, a person was misalef, etc. We don't rely on them until there's actually an halacha. You have to give a time lapse, I think. This shorter sheet is 20 minutes, and the longer sheet that takes is an hour, half an hour, an hour, before you rely on the simonim.
What's
misalef? Misalef is fainting. Now, a person falling into a deep faint. It can be very, very shallow breathing with it, but not necessarily easy to notice. Kan ve'eluch. Where am I? Zat Mishra Yud Zayin. Fil der Shazarab. The Balei Abba Sakin in Rabusa. Like a Chil Shabbos Klab, the Kriyas Betan Mesa. Mechate Basar Ba'amahu. V'leke Mishum Chibura. So what's the chiddush over here? So you bring the knife. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is the knife. You're transporting the knife because what do you mean the chiddush? The chiddush, you're cutting the woman. Well, the woman. What malach are you doing when cutting the woman? You're not making a wound. Body has a wound after it's dead. You're not killing her.
Probably this is
her bonnet. I understand, but the chiddush over here is we're mechalal for the possibility of saving the fetus from the dead mother, Mechalo Shabbos. What's the case? The case has to be transporting it in the Derech Shazarab. Kshemi Motzichai, Ashin and Jafilo Sovek, because never is there, Shahar Yadayim Bechesk Yishchai Lo'olam, Kan and Kain. Feel like a Doicha Shabbos, it's Doicha Shabbos. Mishum the Ein, we're not Bekim. When the Shema rocked Nisalva, maybe she just fainted. By cutting her, you're killing her. Shechon Alahamtin, you have to wait. About a hockey, Ma'is of blood. Meanwhile, the child's definitely going to die. So there's no reason to cut because the child's definitely going to die because the time we allow, give the.
understand. It seems that according to the Rama, at some point they would do this. However, nowadays we don't do it. So there must have been at some point that they were doing it, it's because back then they knew the. Back then they were Bikian, Lahakir B'Mitzvos Ha'im.
Right.
But I thought if you wait 20 minutes or an hour, whatever the shir is, the flood is going to die.
Correct. So the Din Mechaber was talking about that they had this halacha is a Gemara. So the Gemara, I have no problem with it. The Gemara did have a clear criteria and was able to be samech on it. But we don't have the Masara anymore.
We don't have the Masara of the Siman of
how much you can rely on our Siman, which we use to say it's Vaday Misa. And then maybe we didn't make a mistake. I don't know.
We have to see the Beis Yosef.
Probably.
Down from the
Olive Bovay. It's one of the late Rishonim, early Achronim. Okay. Vav. Oysim Adur Le'yilad is Kosh Hashem Yoyim. We're saying, even though the Yilad is after day 7 is not considered in danger, but if we're concerned about the house getting cold, that would generate danger for even such a woman like that. Therefore, we can make a fire on Shabbos to warm her all 30 days. Philip Tzkubas Thomas, and that is even in the summertime. So can other people benefit from this work which is done? That's what we discussed earlier. Mr. Burroughs, Madura Chav, who are dealing with the Zonedal Hochim Atana, you can't, nowadays, we make an endurance of fire, we would heat up the oven, the same idea. Al Kosh Hashem, remember, Yesh, if she's, the cold is bothering her, Tir Leh, the Yesh, Kod Lachai, Kosh Hashem, Tzina, if it comes to cold, even a Chaya, which is healthy, you know, is not a Sakana, El is a Sakana, that regards to cold, she's in danger. The Peacock, if you can't have a guy do it, a Jew should do it. For other ill people which are ill, even though there's no danger, you're allowed to tell the guy to do malacha deraisa. Shame sakana. If you have before, the Jew himself could do it. Okay. Now, I'm very lucky. The Shavasi Daras Harbi Gadali Rishonim Shesarim the Chayla Chashiba Dinah Leinyan Madura Gam Ken Keshachel Shabasakana, that you cannot have the Jew do it. Not like this piece that he's quoting over here. This is all from.
Something is needed. I mean, how much time, you know, do we take to find a goy?
I'm not sure what the number is.
And does it vary for different things, for food versus for heat?
Well, we're talking about heat over here because it's after day 7, so there's only heter is heat. Everything else, you're not mechal shabbos. We say a woman should catch it. In that situation, should catch a chill. You're potentially talking about dangers of pneumonia and who knows what, which can be life threatening because the body is already in a weakened state, so an exposure to cold by her would be dangerous.
And then you've obviously tried the blanket that has a hasn't. That doesn't work. She's still not warming.
We tried it, or we're talking about something which we can estimate that, whether that's not going to make a difference. Yeah. Okay. But he says the ma'isa, the Bir Locha was machmer and said, well, no, we deal with it. It's a Kol Hashem is a Kana. There's no hetter to make a mitzvah after day 7. Zion, Avlad Shenoyla. It's not called tzarocha.
A Jew can't make it, but I thought he said a goy could. A Jew could. A goy is straight.
Correct. Okay, a child is born. So it's not called tzarocha. We do everything that it's needed. What does that mean? Rechitzim said we wash the child with warm water. And there's no warm water available, so we heat up water. So they used to put that the skin should strengthen a little bit. They would put some salt on the skin. Rashi learns. So that's mutter. I'm going to show you. Kadesha Yechem Havlad. There was this minig. They would take the sack, and they would bury the sack. No, Rashi says not in karka. You would. They put it into like a container, something to warm it, and apparently that was a derech skula, that by taking the sack where the child was born in and putting it into submerging it in a barrel of oil, the child would warm up. It's a skula type of a thing. Don't ask me how it works. We cut the umbilical cord.
It's legitimate.
What?
I'm saying it was
Mipi
Chazal, or
it
was... Yeah.
Maybe it was a Segula. Yeah, it was a Chazal. Pani Miller ben Nerli b'tisha l'shiva. It's talking about a child was born after either a full-term child after 9 months, or a short-term child born after 7 months. So we say 7 months, what happens is the process can be completed enough that child can be born, but when it goes into the 8th month, the processes which start to continue to develop over there will not allow the child to live. It would be born at that point in time. If it's born in Shemona, or when it's born, we can't do Chilul Shabbos unless the hair and the fingernails have totally completed on the body. Yeah. So if we see the hair and the tzipporna are fully grown, we assume it's a fully grown child, and then we're not worried. But if it's not fully, we say that the child's in a state where it's not really going to survive. You know, now we're Michal Shabbos, it's not a viable child. Okay. Kotzroch was will be fleshed out and explained as we go along. So first one is Machitzin Aset. The order of the Gemara is different. First you cut the umbilical cord, then you wash the child. The order is cutting the cord and then washing the child. These are not the rices. The reason why these are dealt with it the way they're dealt with it, because they're not really sakana. There's a question of discomfort of the child. We don't have a knife to cut the umbilical cord. See, every time you're mechala, because you're worried about the person's life, you say, listen, so if you need to whatever you need to do, you'll do it. But over here, it's a head of the rice, so how can you mechal Shabbos to bring it? Allah, what can you do? What you do is you would tie up the umbilical cord. There shouldn't be any flow in it, but they wouldn't cut it off.
And that's not also the rice?
No. Probably. I mean,
what happens if you don't? You have to tie it. You have to.
That sounds like the metzias of medical metzias that you have to tie that.
So you have to stop the connection between the mother and the baby.
Right.
And we can't do umalach d'orisa for that because why?
You're talking about the Magen Avraham brings on the Tosfos that these this whole sif over here is talking about that the needs of the child, generally most of them can wait till later on. They don't need to be mechallel Shabbos, so it only be matter to rabbanos. Look at Mishad Rami. It's karm kan. We are locha beisit das b'shanim the mutter lechallel b'locha the rice b'shul zeh ayin shabbos. They said not like this Magen Avraham, and you could be mechallel the rice. Definitely mut. So they would do that the skin would get hard. Mashmi said that milicha tia b'melech was done with salt. Pirusha Misha called the Ram Kosev Nosel love of Avak Hadas. So it's not necessarily dafka salt. It was this avak hadas, which is the ground hadasim, and you put that on anything like that. So it wasn't dafka salt. But you don't put it on the ground. You can't do the school into the ground. So
shilya
was the sack, the fetal sack. Asher is tamin or seb swalim shel shema. They would take it and submerge it into containers of oil, of seb shel shema, or in surround. They would sort of bury it under a pile of soft garments. Vaniyah is b'muchen. So mitzemer is fresh wool. Vaniyah is the impoverished women would do b'muchen chopped up pieces of. Chopped up pieces of cloth, of a tevin or a straw, called a veil and tevin of saborets. In the weekdays, you stick it on the ground. That was done at Derek Skula.
The ground would warm it?
And it would warm the fetal sack, and that would
warm the baby.
So you cut it after you tie it off. So the carbis a Rama Kosh of Shame Shadam the Dabish Shakir, the Yeshua Isra the Raisa, even though it's mutter because of the Sakan of the child, Rakhokha Mutter. So they're arguing, and the Rakan Rama was the one who learned that the whole the only matter in the Rabbanans over here. So if you tell me a lot of Bikhaita, it must be a the Rabbanan. Right? But the Rama is Masha, that is the Raisa.
Why would it be the Raisa? To cut the umbilical cord.
So the cutting is a form of chabur. You're causing it to bleed. The only child is carrying some lachah and it's the gufa. It's better for the process.
So it's not a lachah of chotef. It's a lachah of chabura. Lachah
of chabur, yeah. I will know the shmoina chavches the final chay will not live the full amount. Now the shmoina same chalim. We're not even sure if there ever was anything over here or not. Mechal, unless it develops. Well, Dermer Lahodi Shemus Lamashbev Sifay. The Hossam Marvin called a Chodoshav. I'm real local Mashik Seldom. You know, we need to can't run through this. Okay, so Hodi Shemus Sifat and Chav Tess.